A full-capacity theater of nearly 200 heard Kwame Mason explain the difficult 3 years it took to make the film, his first ever. He was tearful, recalling a conversation with his mother before she passed away to cancer. She encouraged him to complete the film. His fascination with the Negro Hockey League in Canada motivated his research for the film. Mason said a takeaway from the film is the function of role models for aspiring hockey players of color.
A responsibility, because there's that kid in some small town that's the only one, and he wants to make it to the NHL or go as far as he possibly can, and sometimes the road's a little difficult. So for guys like JT Brown, it's great for them to be able to show these kids that, you know what, just dig deep and you're not alone, and you may be going through things, but we went through things as well, and here's how we got through them.
The film examines trailblazing icons and current black hockey players. It also suggests that within 10 years, there could be an all-black starting roster for an NHL team. JT Brown, an African-American hockey player with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and his wife were both in attendance. Brown grew up in the hockey state of Minnesota. He said he lives and breathes hockey, but this film opened his eyes.
You know, to see through another person's perspective through his movie, to be able to see, the stories that aren't that haven't been told. Considering, I feel like I've been around for a while, been playing this game for quite a long time, but there's stories that Kwame told that, you know, I had never heard of.
The documentary Soul on Ice, Past, Present, and Future, can be found on internet streaming services. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Ybor.